I guess the Democrats, I guess their thought process in bringing John Dean to testify in front of the committee was something along the lines of, let's take people down memory lane because Nancy Pelosi won't actually take us toward impeachment. So let's kind of compare and contrast. Let's try to compare and contrast Watergate with the Russia investigation. Okay, so at Watergate, a group of Republicans broke into the Democratic National Headquarters to try to steal information and to spy on the Democrats and figure out what they are up to. So you've got, you know, an administration spying on the opposing party. Well, I guess that's an exact comparison to what happened here. An administration was spying on the opposing party, doing the work of using intelligence community personnel to watch and interview and try to bait people from the other party into making a mistake. Except the problem here is it was the Democrats and the Department of Justice under Barack Obama spying on the Trump campaign. That's the comparison. That's the irony of all of this. The comparison to Watergate does not reflect poorly on the Republicans this time around, but quite the opposite. The Democrats had a foreign operative working in Russia and elsewhere trying to collect dirt on the opposition candidate so they could smear him using the apparatus of the intelligence community to do their level best to destroy that candidate. And if that candidate happened to get elected, which was a far-fetched notion at best, they would use that weaponizing of the intel community to go after him. You see, that's the comparison to Watergate. The idea that somehow what Trump has done is even remotely familiar with Watergate is absurd. In Watergate, might I remind you, there was an actual underlying crime, that the break-in, and then the cover-up. Here, they're trying to accuse Trump of a cover-up when there was no crime. And in fact, there was no cover-up to speak of either, because if it was a cover-up, it was the most inept cover-up of all time, because all the information has been put out there. I mean, think about this. And the New York Times summed this up pretty well. If I had told you a year ago that President Trump would pick an attorney general who would not fire Bob Mueller, who would not interfere with his work, and then get the report out promptly in its near entirety so the public could see it and have exactly zero redactions for privilege, none, not one, you'd have said I was smoking weed. But that's exactly what's happened. William Barr has provided all of this material. Now, let's get back to Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, trying to get to the bottom of who John Dean is and where his money comes from and why he's here and why every Republican president has done something worse than Watergate. It's always worse than Watergate. Really? Dude, take your medicine. Bite number 10. Go.
Mr. Dean, how many American presidents have you accused of being Richard Nixon?
I actually wrote a book about Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney with the title Worse Than Watergate.
So it's sort of become a cottage. Did you make money on that book?
It was a very successful book.
How much money did you make on it?
I'm sorry, I don't have any idea.
More than $1 million?
No.
More than $500,000?
I said I don't have any idea.
How much money did you make from?
All right, well, it seems that Mr. Dean is having some issues there. Doesn't matter. The point is, he's also being paid by CNN. He's also being paid by CNN. He's being paid by the books he writes, Worse Than Watergate. You heard him say it. And so John Dean is out there being paraded about as some sort of expert on this inquiry into Donald Trump. It's a shameful exercise. It's a circus. Even the Washington Post and everybody else making sport of the Democrats getting no traction in trying to find something where nothing exists. So the fact of the matter is John Dean brought nothing to the table. And very few Americans will ever notice that John Dean was there. I find it amusing, and so I talk about it. And John Dean is a paid pundit. He's a paid hitman. He comes in to do a smear job. It fails because there's nothing interesting to learn here from a guy who gets paid by CNN, who spends his days trying to concoct notions and theories and conspiracies that somehow everything that happens in this world is worse than Watergate. We know better than that. The American public knows better than that. And this is why most people right now, big polling done, 54%, I think it was the number I saw, 54% of Americans now believe that Donald Trump will be reelected. Keep this in mind. That's an important number. You know why? People like to vote for the winner. People like to vote for the winning candidate. And in this case, it's no different. They're going to vote for Donald Trump. In part, some people will, because they believe he's going to win. And they want to say, I voted for the guy that won. Resistance to this president, weaker by the day, because you see success. Success at the Mexican border with the deal with the Mexicans that the Democrats are trying to downplay any way they can. But the fact of the matter is, it's real. You see people like Justin Amash folding their tent and leaving because they realize how far off base they really are. Justin Amash, no conservative, really, no Republican, really. A guy, look at his voting record. You'd be shocked. Now been run out of the Freedom Caucus because he doesn't belong there anymore. He's not part of the Freedom Caucus. He ought to join Bernie Sanders in the Democrat Caucus. That's where he belongs. At any rate, this circus continues, but Americans, most Americans, have grown weary of all of the nonsense. Not interested in any of this. Because they've seen the outcome of the Mueller report. They know there was no underlying crime. There was no conspiracy. There was no collusion. There was no issue there. And as a result, there was no obstruction of justice either. Americans know that. Democrats know that. Even the ones that are so hell-bent on getting this president know it's not there. The goods aren't there. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard and found nothing. It's 25 after on a Tuesday. Quick break. We'll be right back.